May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Faith. People talk about faith all the time. You just got to have faith. Just have faith. There are a lot of famous people who had famous sayings about faith. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Faith is taking the first step when you don't see the whole staircase." Helen Keller said, "Faith is the strength by which a shattered world shall emerge into the light." Very nice sounding things. And that's all these things have in common is this idea that faith is something inside of you. This vision of something that's not there, but that you can see and gives you the strength to move forward. And that's very similar to the definition we have from God in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is being sure about what we hope for, being convinced about things we do not see. You just got to have faith that everything will turn out all right and it'll be fine. But is that really true? Will everything turn out fine just because I have faith that it will? Faith needs an object. You need to have faith in something. And what do you have faith in? Is it yourself? Is it my positive energy, my own abilities? Is my faith in the goodness of other people? If that's the kind of faith you have, then I hate to tell you, but you're headed for disappointment. That would be like having faith in this chair. I could stand on this chair, right? Have any of you ever tried to do that with one of these kind of chairs? It's not a good idea. These kind of chairs are not designed for standing on, and do not do it. But I could have faith in this chair, that I could stand on this chair, and it would hold me, and I'd be able to stand on it and do whatever I need to do on that chair. But just because I have faith doesn't mean it's going to work out all right. Faith needs an object that is faithful. I actually had a pretty vivid example of that this summer. My wife and I went to Chicago and visited the Willis Tower. The Willis Tower used to be called the Sears Tower. For half of my life, at least, it was the tallest building in the world, and it's still one of the tallest. And they have a sky deck at the 103rd story. And on that sky deck, you can walk out onto what they call the ledge. The ledge is a glass box that sticks out 4 feet, a little over 4 feet from the side of the building. Walk out onto that ledge, and you can look straight down between your feet and see the street 1,353 feet below you. It is a bit of an unsettling experience, to say the least. There were a number of people who, when I was there, absolutely refused. They did not have faith that that box would hold them up. That glass box. Even though it's designed to hold many thousands of pounds, even though literally thousands of people have walked out on it, but they didn't have faith. Or they were just afraid of heights. It is an unsettling experience. But the object of our faith is important. Walking out on that ledge, I had faith that that ledge would hold me. Standing outside that building, looking at the sidewalk so far below my feet, I didn't have faith in myself that I could fly or that if something would happen, I would be able to jump and survive the landing. I had faith in the people who built that box. In life, I need more than myself. Because looking at myself, I've messed up a lot. I am not very faithful. Especially when it comes to relying on myself for things like obeying God's commands and getting into heaven. We're told over and over in God's word how we all fall short of that
standard. And we don't have to look very far in our own lives to see examples of that. Times when I put myself first rather than God. Yes, God does tell us over and over in his word how we all have gone astray. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But he also tells us again and again in his word that we don't have to. That Jesus did keep his word perfectly. That Jesus was that, kept that perfect obedience every day of his life. And he died that perfect sacrifice for us. He kept faith each and every day. As Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. He is the one we can absolutely rely on. He is the absolute, unbreakable, solid rock that we can have faith in. Always faithful. So do we have that faith to trust in God above all things? Do we have faith to walk out on that ledge where only he supports us? Do we have faith to cast all our cares on him and not worry about anything ever in our lives? Do we have the faith to give him all of our material possessions because we know we have faith that he will take care of us? Do we have faith to put all our own personal wants and desires aside because we have faith that God knows what's best for my life? Even when it comes to faith itself, we fall short so often. We are faithless. But God, that absolute solid foundation of our faith, is also the one who works it in us and strengthens it in us. He does this through the Holy Spirit working in his word. In Romans 10:17, we read, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message comes through the word of Christ. Right here, right now, that is what we're doing. We're standing on that solid foundation, strengthening our faith in that foundation through that message of Christ, because he is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one who works it in our hearts and the one who brings it to completion for us all. You just gotta have faith. Yes, but you just gotta have faith in the one who is ever and always faithful. Let's sing of this in the words of hymn 587. Hymn 587, verse 1.